Our guest at the cafe this morning is the business consultant, motivational speaker, author, native of Greenville, and alumnus of East Texas State University, Randy Pennington. Randy, good morning.
Hey, John Mark, how are you?
I'm great. We've visited once before in this program, and I don't want to let so much time go in between the next visit. Randy, we do a thought for the day now, and today our thought for the day is from the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu, who said, "If you do not change direction, you may end up where you're heading."
And that's exactly right.
And that may or may not be good.
Well, you know, and it reminds me, when you said that, it reminds me of one of the great American philosophers, Yogi Berra, who said, as I recall, said, if you don't know where you're going, you might end up someplace else.
There you go.
And I think that's sort of where you're right. If you don't change where you're headed, then you will end up exactly where you're going. And I think the question for most of us is that really where we want to end up?
That's right. Now, am I correct that your latest book is called Making Change Work?
It's called Make Change Work.
Make Change Work, uh-huh.
And it is a book about how do you deal with change. It's written primarily, John Mark, for a business audience, but you know, there's application. Change is change, and whether you're trying to change in your business or change in your life, and we do try to mix both business and non-business examples in the book, but the principles about how change works are pretty much the same, whether you're talking about in business or away from business, too.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us feel just overwhelmed right now by the rate of change, and probably those of us of a certain age, Randy, feel that way more so than people in their 20s.
Well, part of it is, you're right, when you grow up with it, when you grow up with change, when you grow up with a great deal of change, you know, our parents probably said the same thing about us, that that we had a higher capacity to deal with change than they probably did. One of the things that we talk to our clients about all the time is that the pace of change is increasing. The technology people listening will know of something called Moore's Law. And Moore's Law basically postulated back at the start of the microchip days that the capacity of a microchip, computer chip, would double every 18 to 24 months.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us, you know, I mean, you know that if you bought a computer now and 2 years from now it's completely obsolete and that kind of thing. So that works. But now imagine that we've had 50 years of things doubling every 20. And so now what we're getting is this, a doubling is truly exponential growth. And so for most of us, there's a great French children's riddle that I think describes how most of us feel today. And here's the riddle. I'll let you see if you can solve it.
Mm.
Okay. A pond has one lily pad in it today. The number of lily pads doubles every day. So if it's today, one's tomorrow's two. On day 30, it will be completely full. On what day is the pond half full? Day 29.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if it doubles every day, and it's completely full on day 30, that means at day 29 it was half full.
Uh-huh.
And so most of us, I think, sort of feel that way, is that you know, we realize that yesterday it was day 29, it was only half full, and today it's day 30, it's completely
right.
full.
Yes.
And because you get so many things changing around with technology, and technology drives a whole lot of it, but it's technology, it's competition, it's a worldview, it's communication, it's access to communication. You know, I think a lot of times things were changing as you and I were growing up. We just didn't know it because, you know, we got all of our news. If you were on the radio, because I listened to you on the radio, KGVL in Greenville, and I mean, that's where you got your news. You got your morning news out of the Herald Banner, out of the Tribune, or out of the newspaper in Commerce, or the student newspaper at the university there. So you didn't have the access to information. You didn't have the access to technology. And we didn't have that world exposure, that world view. And so it means that everything now is interacting more, and it feels like, and it is, in fact, it has sped up because of so much access to information.
Is there anything like this in history, though, the rate of change, right? It feels like it's not just that we know more about it, which we do, but it also feels like just the rate of change itself may be faster than it's ever been before.
And it is part of that exponential growth. I mean, so you've had 50 years of it doubling. from a computer. You know, you've had 50 years of continuing rate of change, and so now we're hitting that threshold point where, you know, if it goes from one place to another, it's all happening, everything at one time. And that is one of the things with our clients that we work with in business. They tell us it used to be we would have one or two changes a year. Now we have one or two changes a week sometimes, and we're changing that before we ever get it completely implemented.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much change in so many areas of our lives and our society and our relationships that it does mean that as individuals we have to fall back on what are those constants that never change. Which typically comes back to what are your values? What are those core principles that you stand for? What are those core goals that you believe in? That's what you hang on to in the face of when everything around you is changing.
Right. Hey, we're about out of time, but did I see that you were recently named to the Speakers Hall of Fame?
I was. It's been a little while ago, but we finally got around to announcing it. It is the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, which I was very honored to do, and it's folks like Zig Ziglar and Art Linkletter, and I'm not sure, you know, they must have been a slow year they put me in it.
But Randy, listen, we're out of time, but thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone here today.
My pleasure, John Mark. Always great to talk to you, and I look forward to doing it again.
Very good. Randy Pennington in Dallas, and Randy is a motivational speaker, business consultant, and author, alumnus of East Texas State University. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.